Are you feeling overwhelmed and seeking inspiration? In this video, we will discuss the 10 most important things you should stop doing to yourself. Lesson 1. Stop spending time with the wrong people. Marcus Aurelius believed that our thoughts shape our reality. He said, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." This metaphor suggests that our thoughts, much like dye, can color our soul, influencing our emotions, actions, and overall well-being. If you surround yourself with positive, uplifting individuals who reflect the values you aspire to adopt, your soul, or inner self, will likely be colored with positivity, ambition, and resilience. These positive influences can foster personal growth, boost your happiness, and motivate you to pursue your goals. On the other hand, spending time with negative or toxic individuals can color your soul with pessimism, self-doubt, and negativity. These influences can drain your energy, distract you from your path, and hinder your personal growth. They might discourage you from pursuing your goals, or worse, make you question your self-worth. By consciously choosing to spend time with the right people, you protect your soul from being dyed with negativity. This doesn't mean you should completely avoid people who are going through a tough time or who occasionally exhibit negativity. We all have our ups and downs. The key is to recognize when a relationship is consistently detrimental to your mental and emotional well-being and to distance yourself when necessary. This principle teaches us the importance of curating our social circle. It encourages us to form relationships that inspire, uplift, and encourage us, and to distance ourselves from relationships that bring us down. By applying this principle, we can create a more positive, supportive environment for personal growth and happiness. Remember, it's not just about stopping a negative habit, it's about fostering a positive one in its place. In this case, that positive habit is cultivating meaningful, positive relationships. Lesson 2. Stop running from your problems. Marcus Aurelius believed that problems are an inherent part of life. He said, "Objective judgment, now at this very moment. Unselfish action, now at this very moment. Willing acceptance, now at this very moment, of all external events, that's all you need." This quote encapsulates the Stoic approach to problem solving. When we face a problem, the first step is to understand it objectively, to see it in its true form without exaggeration or minimization. Unselfish action is about doing what needs to be done, not for personal gain or out of fear, but because it is the right thing to do. It's about taking responsibility for our actions and their consequences. Willing acceptance is perhaps the most challenging part. It means accepting the reality of the situation, including the existence of the problem itself. Running away from problems or denying their existence only prolongs the struggle and prevents us from taking effective action to resolve them. By applying these three principles, objective judgment, unselfish action, and willing acceptance, we can face any problem head on. Instead of running away from problems, we confront them, understand them, and take appropriate action to resolve them. This approach not only helps us solve our problems more effectively, but it also fosters resilience, courage, and wisdom. The principle of stop running from your problems teaches us to face our problems with courage, objectivity, and acceptance. By applying this principle, we can transform our problems into opportunities for growth and self-improvement. Remember, the goal is not to eliminate all problems. That's an impossible task, but to change our relationship with them. Problems are not obstacles to our happiness. They are opportunities for growth and learning. By changing our perspective, we can stop running from our problems and start growing from them. Lesson 3. Stop lying to yourself. Marcus Aurelius believed that honesty is a cornerstone of personal growth and self-improvement. He emphasized the importance of recognizing and accepting our flaws and mistakes. According to Aurelius, only by being truthful with ourselves can we begin to improve and grow. This principle is about self-awareness and self-acceptance. It's about acknowledging our weaknesses, our mistakes, and our failures. It's about facing the truth of who we are, what we've done, and where we stand. It's not about self-deprecation or self-pity, but about seeing ourselves clearly and objectively. When we lie to ourselves, we create a false image of who we are. We hide our flaws, deny our mistakes, and ignore our failures. This self-deception can lead to complacency, stagnation, and even self-destruction. It prevents us from learning from our mistakes, from growing as individuals, and from achieving our full potential. On the other hand, when we stop lying to ourselves, we open the door to self-improvement. By acknowledging our flaws, we can work to overcome them. By accepting our mistakes, we can learn from them. By facing our failures, we can strive to succeed. Honesty allows us to see where we are now, which is the first step towards getting to where we want to be. The principle of stop lying to yourself teaches us the importance of self-honesty. It encourages us to face the truth about ourselves, no matter how uncomfortable or painful it may be. By applying this principle, we can break free from self-deception and embark on the path of self-improvement. Remember, the journey towards self-improvement begins with a single step, and that step is honesty. As Aurelius said, the first rule is to keep an untroubled spirit. The second is to look things in the face and know them for what they are. So let's stop lying to ourselves and start seeing ourselves for who we truly are. Only then can we become who we truly want to be. Lesson 4. Stop putting your own needs on the back burner. Marcus Aurelius believed in the importance of self-care. While Stoicism teaches us to be selfless and to put others' needs before our own, it also stresses that neglecting our own needs can lead to imbalance and discontent. Aurelius wrote, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." This quote underscores the importance of appreciating our existence and taking care of our physical health and mental well-being. Putting our own needs on the back burner can lead to stress, burnout, and resentment. It can also affect our ability to help others. If we're physically exhausted or mentally drained, we won't be able to give our best to others. As the saying goes, you can't pour from an empty cup. On the other hand, when we prioritize our needs, we ensure that we're in the best possible condition to face life's challenges and to help others. This includes taking care of our physical health through proper nutrition and exercise, ensuring we get enough rest and taking time to relax and recharge. It also involves taking care of our mental well-being, such as managing stress, practicing mindfulness, and seeking help when needed. The principle of stop putting your own needs on the back burner teaches us the importance of self-care. It reminds us that it's not selfish to prioritize our needs. In fact, it's necessary for our well-being and for our ability to help others. By applying this principle, we can achieve a more balanced and fulfilling life. Remember, self-care is not a luxury. It's a necessity. As Aurelius said, "Do not act as if you were going to live 10,000 years. Death hangs over you. While you live, while it is in your power, be good." So, let's stop putting our own needs on the back burner and start taking care of ourselves. Only then can we truly be good to others. Lesson 5. Stop trying to be someone you're not. This principle encourages us to stop pretending or striving to be someone we're not, and instead focus on being our authentic selves. It's about recognizing and accepting our unique qualities, strengths, and weaknesses, and not comparing ourselves to others or trying to fit into someone else's mold. Marcus Aurelius's quote, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one," is a call to action. It suggests that instead of debating or idealizing certain qualities, we should embody them in our actions. It's about being the best version of ourselves, not a second-rate version of someone else. By embracing our authentic selves, we accept who we are, warts and all. This acceptance can lead to increased self-esteem and confidence. When we are true to ourselves, our relationships become more genuine because we interact with others as we are, not as we think we should be. Trying to be someone else can be exhausting and stressful. By being ourselves, we can achieve peace of mind. Recognizing and accepting our true selves is the first step towards personal growth. We can't improve if we don't know who we are. Remember, each of us is unique and has something special to offer. Embrace your individuality and strive to be the best version of yourself. That's the essence of stoicism and the path to a fulfilling life. Lesson 6. Stop trying to hold on to the past. This principle advises us to let go of the past and focus on the present. The past, as Aurelius points out, is past and gone, and the future is not yet revealed. The only moment we truly have is the present, this fleeting instant. By holding on to the past, we may miss out on the opportunities and experiences that the present moment offers. By focusing on the present, we can fully engage with our current situation and surroundings. This can lead to a more fulfilling and mindful life. Holding on to the past often involves dwelling on regrets or past mistakes. By letting go, we can reduce these negative feelings and also decrease anxiety about past events. When we stop being defined by our past, we give ourselves the freedom to change and grow. We are not bound by who we were, but can decide who we want to be. Letting go of the past can improve mental health by reducing feelings of regret, guilt, or bitterness. It allows us to focus on making the most of the present. Remember, Stoicism teaches us that we can't change the past, but we can control how we react to it. By focusing on the present, we can make the most of each moment and live a more content and fulfilling life. That's the essence of Stoicism and the path to personal growth and peace. Lesson 7. Stop being scared to make a mistake. This principle encourages us to view mistakes not as failures, but as opportunities for growth and learning. It's about overcoming the fear of making mistakes and understanding that they are a natural part of life and personal development. Marcus Aurelius's quote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way," suggests that obstacles or mistakes should not deter us. Instead, they should propel us forward as they provide valuable lessons that help us grow and improve. By accepting that mistakes are a part of life, we can overcome the fear of making them. This can lead to taking more risks and exploring new opportunities. Mistakes provide valuable lessons that can lead to personal growth and improvement. By learning from our mistakes, we can become better and more experienced. Understanding that mistakes are opportunities for growth can help us become more resilient. We learn to bounce back from setbacks and keep moving forward. Many great discoveries and innovations have come from mistakes. By not being afraid to make mistakes, we open ourselves up to new ideas and innovations. Remember, Stoicism teaches us that mistakes are not failures but opportunities for growth and learning. By embracing this mindset, we can lead a more fearless and fulfilling life. That's the essence of Stoicism and the path to personal growth and peace. Lesson 8. Stop berating yourself for old mistakes. Point number 8. Stop berating yourself for old mistakes is a significant lesson from Marcus Aurelius and the philosophy of Stoicism. This principle advises us to stop criticizing ourselves for past mistakes. It's about learning from our errors, but not punishing ourselves for them. Marcus Aurelius's quote, "Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself," suggests that while we should hold ourselves to high standards, we should also practice self-compassion. By being kind to ourselves and not berating ourselves for old mistakes, we practice self-compassion. This can lead to improved emotional well-being and resilience. Instead of punishing ourselves for past mistakes, we should learn from them. This can lead to personal growth and prevent us from repeating the same mistakes. Constant self-criticism can lead to low self-esteem. By stopping this behavior, we can improve our self-esteem and confidence. Berating ourselves for old mistakes can lead to stress and anxiety. By practicing self-compassion, we can improve our mental health. Remember, Stoicism teaches us that we should learn from our mistakes, but not punish ourselves for them. By practicing self-compassion, we can foster resilience and emotional well-being. That's the essence of Stoicism and the path to personal growth and peace. Lesson 9. Stop trying to buy happiness. This principle advises us to stop seeking happiness in material possessions. Stoicism teaches us that true happiness comes from within, not from external sources. Marcus Aurelius's quote, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking," emphasizes this idea. It suggests that our mindset and perspective play a crucial role in our happiness. By seeking happiness within, we can achieve a sense of inner peace and contentment that is not dependent on external circumstances or possessions. When we stop trying to buy happiness, we can make more prudent financial decisions and avoid unnecessary expenses. Material possessions are transient and can't provide lasting happiness. By finding happiness within, we can experience a more sustainable and enduring form of joy. This mindset can also foster a sense of gratitude for what we already have, rather than constantly striving for more. Remember, Stoicism teaches us that true happiness comes from within and is not dependent on material possessions. By embracing this mindset, we can lead a more content and fulfilling life. That's the essence of Stoicism and the path to personal growth and peace. Lesson 10. Stop looking to others for happiness. Marcus Aurelius, a prominent Stoic philosopher, believed that our happiness is not dependent on external factors or other people, but rather on our own thoughts and perceptions. He suggested that the quality of our thoughts directly influences the happiness in our life. By this, he means that if we constantly seek validation, approval, or happiness from others, we are giving them control over our emotional state. This can lead to disappointment and unhappiness because people and circumstances change and they may not always meet our expectations. Instead, Aurelius advises us to cultivate inner peace and contentment. This involves developing a positive mindset, practicing gratitude, and finding joy in our own achievements and existence. By doing so, we become less reliant on others for our happiness and more in control of our emotional state. Applying this lesson involves introspection and conscious effort to shift our source of happiness from external to internal. It's about recognizing that we have the power to choose our thoughts and reactions, and thus we can choose happiness. Remember, it's a gradual process and it's okay to seek help or companionship, but the key is not to make our happiness entirely dependent on others. This way, we can lead a more content and fulfilling life. Remember, the journey of self-improvement is ongoing, and every step, no matter how small, brings us closer to becoming the best versions of ourselves.